Bear Podcast 487.
It involves showing more fur.
It's nothing like making a pig bottom squeal than using bacon lube.
Village, they're full of gays.
Hey, all you bears.
Okay, I just saw this on Facebook today. I think he's closeted. You think he's closeted? Just closeted.
And I got my ass chewed out by everyone.
It's Thanksgiving. Gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Laying on the couch eating bonbons and chocolate.
Just that. I saw it on Facebook.
Do some sexting with
you're me. Listening to BearPodcast.com.
He called and then he was freaked out.
You're really bitter here.
Yeah, I am very bitter.
Bitter.
It's been a shitty week. Bitter party of one right here. It's been a shitty week, let me tell you.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Yes, and welcome to episode 487. And today is September 23rd. Wait, 23rd? Is this 23rd?
No, today's 24th. It's Tuesday. We record on Tuesdays.
We're recording on Tuesday, no, not 23rd. That's right.
So we make changes to incorporate partners in our lives, and it just throws us all off.
That's true, yeah. So, yeah, it's a Tuesday night. Actually, right now, what's recorded there in the DVR down over here is actually Marvel's Agent, was it?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And we're excited to watch that after. We'll do that after recording the show.
Yeah, sit back and watch that.
Yeah. So Ray and I just came from eating a Chinese buffet thing, and we just, you know, it's our default place.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's a default place. So.
Like,
by the end of the show, I'll be hungry again.
Is there any truth to that?
I think that because some of the stuff is kind of light and the rice and stuff, I think it breaks down quick, so you feel hungry sometimes. I mean, when you get out of there, you feel full, but in an hour or so, you'll be like ready to eat again. So
it is true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remain full, I guess. Well, for one thing, I'm Asian, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a busy week for us, actually. Ray will give an update from last week when an event we went to, but then I just want to share what happened last weekend at the Eagle. I went to the Eagle, and we went to a lot of friends. Actually, I'm wearing the shirt. What's it say here? Growler Official Texas Takeover Party 2013. It was last Saturday at the Eagle, and I got to get one of the shirts. What you have to do when you go in, you just show your Growler app, and they give you a shirt and a free drink. A card for a free drink.
Oh, nice.
So it was worth it. So I got to go and get a new shirt.
Yeah.
Another black shirt.
Another black shirt.
Another black shirt.
So how's Growler doing these days?
Growler's been very busy, as usual.
Yeah. I was asked to delete mine, so I don't get on there anymore.
Really? Oh, yes. Okay.
I have a spouse now, so.
Oh.
It's a hookup out. If you got a spouse, you don't need to be on a hookup.
But you can. You meet friends there too. You can just say,
yes, and most people
I don't
believe that.
Already have a boyfriend. I'm just here for conversation.
Yeah, people don't go for that. You still get dick pics.
But then your picture is unlocked and you're seeking your dick pics. Okay.
Well, yeah, I get that. That's what some of the people did.
Oh, okay.
So,
no. I hate it when people just unlock their pictures. Like
that's
that.
Right. It's like, oh, I didn't need to see that.
Well, if it's a good-looking one, I guess it's okay. But if it's please lock it, lock
it. So there's a big Growler crowd there. Or is everybody on the Growler app trying to hook up while they were in the bar?
I people were on their phones. Some were even in their tablets. Somebody brought a tablet there watching a movie or something and doing Growler at the same time. It's just crazy. I mean, there's lots of people. The usual bar crowd. And it got busy around 11 o'clock or so. Yeah. I was there until 1, I think.
Yeah. Everybody trying to get that hookup hour on before midnight and 1 o'clock.
That's right. So, yeah, people are on Growler. I was on there. Oh, I know that guy. But I did not chat with him.
You did not chat with him?
Oh,
Just got a broadcast, Nard at the Eagle?
No. No, I mean, you know that awkward thing that you're probably 10 feet away from the guy.
Yeah.
And then you Growler message him. I don't do that. I would look.
Yeah.
Just to see the profile. But I'm not going to chat with him while he's 10 feet away from me. Right. Hey, so, hey, you're hot and stuff like that. And, hey, I'm 10 feet away from you. Oh, I can see that. Hi. Yeah. You know, just, oh.
Yeah.
I never do
it's
that.
It's kind of stalkerish.
Yeah. Stalkerish. Just look. I would look so he could see me in his viewers, mm-hmm. viewers page. But, yeah. I just didn't stay there too long anyway. So, also, I'm getting ready for this weekend's trip. So, we're going to talk about that on the Bear Events time. But, okay, how about you, Ray?
Maynard went with me, too. Maynard, Robbie, and Dave. We all went to see Depeche Mode Wednesday night.
Woohoo!
The outdoor pavilion up here in the Woodlands.
Yep.
So,
it was Cynthia's Pavilion. And it was easy to get there for some reason. It took us about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
From the airport when they picked up Dave, and we just went straight there, and then it was easy going through the Hardy Toll Road, and parking was kind of easy. It felt like going to Renaissance Festival.
So, yeah. Yeah, we all got there early enough. We actually got there early enough to go eat dinner. And
oh, that's why you
then walk back over and stuff. So, but it was nice. I had a good time. You know,
did they to you Depeche Mode? Did they sing the ones you kind of expect?
Yes, I mean some of their more popular songs, and then they sang a couple that I didn't even know they had ever recorded. I'd never heard them before.
Yeah, I was telling friends about that it kind of felt strange for me to see Depeche Mode with a whole band set up, like a drum. I haven't seen them live before. They were in the Philippines before, and I didn't get to watch them because I couldn't afford the ticket.
Yeah.
But so. Just seeing them in a band, you know, having drums and because I've always known them, I grew up listening to Depeche Mode. Yeah. They're all synthesizers, like mm-hmm. keyboards and organs.
Yeah,
no organs. No, they everything synthesized and
yeah.
And that's how I remember Depeche Mode.
I think
and here
in concert,
they
have to be a little bit bolder than they can be on the stuff.
Like, so
because they have to entertain. I mean, it has to do something entertaining. So
yeah.
The sad thing was their opening act, the girl that was screaming into the microphone, I didn't even know she's the opening act. I thought it was a DJ or some.
It's a screaming DJ.
Gave some girl a microphone, but apparently she was the opening act.
And that was an opening act?
I have no idea who she was.
I did not watch that at all. I mean, Dave and I just ate. We ate. We were hungry. We arrived there, we ate, and we just didn't mind the opening act at all. And then,
so what did you think about Depeche Mode? They're all in their either late 50s, early 60s.
They're probably in their late 50s.
Yeah.
They're in their mid-50s.
What's the keyboardist's name? Gavin? Is Gavin? Is that right?
I forgot. I know it's Martin Gore, the vocalist.
Martin Gore, the one that was the heroin addict that almost...
Yeah. He kept spinning. I mean,
yeah, all he did was spinning. He was very gay. It was just like spin and spin.
I think he's gay.
Maybe his age, that's all he can do. I don't know.
I know. It's amazing. He's wearing a lot of makeup.
Yeah, and then I think the guy that plays the keyboard that's also a vocalist.
One of the singers, yeah.
Is Gavin. They kept putting him up on the screen from the side of the face. Not a good angle to put him up on. It's like, damn, they're getting old. Go get some work done, you know.
Yeah, use your money to get some plastic surgery.
Surgery or something, I don't know. But, I mean, it's a great concert. Other than that, I enjoyed it.
It was fun. And, yeah, it's kind of nostalgic for me, too. Yeah, so... It's a good thing you told me about it. So
yeah.
Oh really? Depeche Mode is going to be in town. Better go. Yeah. So that's why I quickly signed up.
Yeah, well, I almost forgot about it. Oh, it's this week. I was like,
cool. Oh, okay.
So
what's the good thing you got?
And then this weekend, I took off to Dallas with Robbie, and we went to his company party and had a great time. Mm-hmm. So his company started to get a little shindig, and it was nice to get away for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Get away from the rain in Houston because it poured Friday night. We were supposed to go up Friday night, but it was just raining too freaking hard to get out of Houston. So
yeah,
everything flooded.
That's right. That's what happened last Friday. Friday or Saturday?
That's right.
Yeah.
Somebody, I think we
both
got,
days. Even.
I think somebody got 8 inches and it wasn't the 8 inches they wanted.
Any more than 8 inches they wanted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last weekend, I pretty much stayed at home most of the day because it rained so hard. Friday night, I remember it really rained so hard.
Dallas was gorgeous this weekend. It was cool. The sun was out. It was like, God, why can't it be that way all the time around here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to go to Dallas again on a non-TBRU weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so just to move on, we have our topics about movie and TV, but I want to talk about something really big last weekend is actually Dexter. I finished watching Dexter, the last episode of the whole series.
On TV Dexter or ended on demand?
On TV. So it's the 8th season, and that was the last episode last Sunday. I say I'm a little disappointed. I have mixed feelings about the ending. It felt like they just want to end it. Let's kill these people off and then let's go. That's just it.
That's just it.
So I mean, I think I don't know if it's even a good way to end the series.
They lost me when they had what's his name from L.A. Law on there.
Oh, him, yeah.
Which was season 4 or 5, something like that. And I just couldn't watch it. I just got tired of watching it.
Oh, okay.
Burn out on it, so I didn't finish watching it. But everybody keeps been posting about Breaking Bad, so and I'm still about 2 seasons behind. So
congratulations to Breaking Bad. They had the Emmys. There was the Emmys last Sunday, and Breaking Bad won Best Drama Series, I think.
Oh, cool.
Drama series? I think it's drama. It's really good. I mean, I can't believe you're not watching it. And
I was. I mean, I've been watching the back episodes on Netflix trying to catch up, and then it kind of fell off the list to do the last 6 or 7 months because I've been busy doing other stuff. So,
okay. So what's good about Breaking Bad, and you know it's really ending right now. They made some flash forwards. They did some flash forwards to how what it would look like in the future for Walter White, and you pretty much know what's going to happen, but you don't know the circumstances of going there. I think that's a way to go forward with the plot.
Yeah.
With your plot. Well, actually, Breaking Bad has been like that before. They've always had the beginning that would be explained later, you know. Yeah. And some of the parts of the storyline that they're doing at the end kind of ties in to the one that happened in the first season.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. I mean, it's a great movie. I mean, comparing Dexter and Breaking Bad, Breaking Bad all the way, because Breaking Bad is just really, it's a well thought
show. That's why I liked it so well. When I was watching it, I got kind of addicted to it there for a while. That's all I was watching. But
well, then the last episode will be next Sunday, this coming Sunday. Uh-huh. So by the time we get back from New Braunfels,
It'll be ready to be watched.
Yeah. I'm excited for Breaking Bad. But yeah, it's a good ending.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go to your movies.
On the movie. Well, this is an interesting thing. There's a movie that has been made called Escape from Tomorrow.
Okay.
It was a movie that was secretly filmed at Disney World.
How can they do that?
They did it.
Yeah. Probably.
There's a little movie called Escape from Tomorrow that's causing a whole lot of fuss in the industry. If you haven't heard of it or unaware of the controversy it's causing, please read on. What is it? Escape from Tomorrow is ostensibly the low-budget psychological horror film about a father who, while taking his family on vacation, suffers a mental breakdown. Soon the boundaries between reality and a nightmarish fantasy world begin to dissolve. The movie was a sensation this year at Sundance Film Festival, where people applauded its cost-effective inventive storytelling skill and stark black and white photography. Well, here was the big deal. It was all filmed at Disney World, and they didn't get Disney World's permission.
Oh.
So
that's the, okay.
So that's the thing. So they had to alter some things, like It's a Small World ride, the music on that, they couldn't play that. They could be there, but let's see, here it is. Most of the movie arguably falls under the umbrella of fair use, which is a legal term used to protect satire, and as a recent Hollywood Reporter piece pointed out, Disney is unwilling to play into the movie's aggressive ad campaign, which features a bloody Mickey Mouse glove at the curricle front, reminiscent of Walt Disney's handwriting. So it's like, So basically, the movie's about the dad going there and having a nervous breakdown at Walt Disney World while he's there with his kids. And it just gets really creepy. So now, whether it be released for regular theaters to be shown because of that, and then Disney will try to do something, or they'll just let it go and say, oh, it ain't that big a deal to us.
You know what's going to happen? Somebody's going to leak it and put it out the torrent sites, and people will be downloading it.
So, yeah. Well, that'll be interesting to see. So,
Mickey Mouse with a bloody...
One of the questions I saw in the article was like, who is this movie for? And that might be actually the best question of all. The movie has been described as a David Lynchian.
Oh, okay.
So it's definitely for fans of far-out cinema, and also in a weird way, Disney freaks who can't wait to see their favorite icons and characters reappropriated with new and interesting ways. Those that believe in the magic of Disney probably won't be swayed by a weird black and white horror movie anyway.
I'm looking forward to this.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. If it comes out, or if it might be one of those things that goes direct to DVD, or if it ever even does anything.
Yeah.
So, but
like I said, somebody's gonna leak it.
Yeah. So
I would imagine.
Yeah. Also, this week, don't forget about the rest of the new TV series starting. We got Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming up here after the show. On Sunday, September the 29th, Once Upon a Time comes on from 7 Eastern, 6 Central on ABC. Revenge comes back, and I know how all you gays like Revenge. That night at 9, 8 Central on ABC. And then on Showtime, there's a new series called Masters of Sex, which talks about Masters and Johnson, the people who wrote the book on sex.
Oh, okay. So, it's not a film about porn.
No. Okay. It's about this ongoing mini-series about the story of what they did when they were doing all their research and stuff.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah, kind of like Kinsey. It's a longer story, I think.
Okay.
And that comes on 10, 9 Central. And then, of course, my shows come back on Thursday. Pretty Little White People with Vampire Problems. The Vampire Diaries. Vampire Diaries and the Originals come back on Thursday, October 2nd on CW, starting at 8, 7 Central. And then the Originals is a spinoff of the Vampire Diaries, which kind of is how the series ended last year, with the original vampire splitting off and going to New Orleans. So
really?
you might see some of New Orleans that you recognize if you watch it.
I might see them at Voodoo.
Yeah. That's right. You might see them, running by Mike's house or something.
But you know, when we were there, they were filming Planet of the Apes. Mike told me one time when we were in New Orleans, we were driving around, he said, look at that area there. It's in downtown. It's very, there's lots of trees all over.
Yeah.
I was wondering why. They're filming Planet of the Apes. There's going to be, wow, really? So I got to see some part of it.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I don't know if it's true. But Mike said so. It might be true.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see watching the show if they're actually filming it in New Orleans.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
If they're actually filming it on a set somewhere.
Oh, you could tell. They will always have to make a film or make a footage around Bourbon Street. Them crossing Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
And you see those huge S Beers signs, something like that. So
So it'll be interesting to see.
All right, let's move on to Bear Runs. Actually, it's a twofer. Yes, two events for Bear Runs. But before I go on with events, I would like to encourage you guys, if you have an event for your bear group, email me at events@bearpodcast.com. So we could promote your show. Maybe we can have you in the show just to talk about your event.
All right. Or bake sale, whichever you're doing.
Yeah, bake sale. Tell us about your big sale.
Okay,
so Orlando Bear Bash. I wanted to talk about Orlando Bear Bash because I just got a...
Orlando Bear Back? What?
Orlando Bear Back.
Bear Bash.
Orlando Bear Bash. Because I was talking to a friend of mine and said, I'm going to Orlando. Why? What's going on? It's a bear event. And then I had to look it up. Oh, it just snuck up on me. Bear Bash. I missed one. But anyway, so yeah, my friend Mark and Kevin, they're going to be there this weekend, so... Okay, so it's going to be starting September 26th. Orlando Bear Bash is a unified gathering of gay bear, gay leather, gay men in uniform, and their respective admirers. The event is being held from September 26th to 29th in sunny Orlando, Florida. Orlando Bear Bash provides our attendees with a blend of circuit headliners and local talent. Held in what is arguably the biggest tourist destination in the USA and the Advocate ranked number 2 gayest city in the US. Come get a taste of what Orlando, Florida has to offer. So, for more information on the event, go to orlandobearbash.com. And of course, coming weekend is bear tubing.
Bear tubing.
You're going to miss it, right? Are you going to go? No? You're going to go?
No, I'm not going to bear tubing.
Okay. So, me, Mike, Dave, many of our friends are going to go from here in Houston. We're going to go to bear tubing in New Braunfels. Okay, so it's September 27th to the 29th. Bear tubing is a yearly weekend tubing in event in New Braunfels, Texas. And there's a Facebook page also. So come on down Friday, people be going there Friday, go tubing on Saturday, and have a brunch on Sunday. So that's kind of pretty much a very laid-back plan.
Well, there's not too much you can plan during tubing. You get a tube and get on the water and you float.
Yeah.
And drink.
I really need a waterproof camera on this one. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll probably do that. Okay, so for more info, go to beartubing.com. You can still register, I guess. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so again, if you guys want to submit your events, email us at events@bearpodcast.com.
On to the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. My energy will take the gay.
Let's go with the gay. I found this article actually on Facebook. Of course, it's our favorite army, mm-hmm. The Salvation Army. Okay. Salvation Army says gays need to be put to death.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Okay, so Christmas. It is the time of the year for holiday shopping and also hearing the bell ringers of Salvation Army collection, you know, just doing the collections and donations and everything. So those donations provide Christmas dinners, clothing, and Christmas toys for children in need. The charity collects millions of dollars in donations every year, and they distribute it to needy families, seniors, and the homeless, in keeping with the spirit of the holiday season. So the Salvation Army has expressed their Christian beliefs in the past. We've known this before, stating that they do not accept the LGBTQ lifestyle, nor do they stand up for gay marriage. Salvation Army went on record recently stating that the LGBTQ parents should be put to death, as Bible instructs. They're kind of doing this literally. You know, they're these people who are picking and choosing. Yeah. The usual Christians who pick and choose. And actually, I don't know if I told you, it's like my sister. My sister is kind of a devout Christian.
Yeah.
And she picks and chooses herself too. And we talked about that when I came out. And then she did tell me about, you know, the Leviticus.
Yeah.
You know, you should be lie down beside men the same way you do with women, something like that.
But if you go to that, then that's all this other crap in Leviticus that they're not doing. So
yeah. So, and then I thought, then I actually asked her, so how about, what if you're in your period? Do you lie down with my brother-in-law, with your husband? So he said, oh, that's an old law.
Yeah.
That's actually, it's true. That's what you guys in the audience may be hearing, that they pick and choose. The way they pick and choose, they believe in this and that.
It's called cafeteria style religion.
Cafeteria religion.
Where you walk in and you pick and choose what you want and keep going down the line. And
just like your health care, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they would say, this is an old law, this is an old law, I will adapt this, stuff like that. So you're kind of preaching to the choir, but yeah. you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But anyway, so to continue the article, actually, the article here, kind of cutting it. So, according to Salvation Army, gay parents deserve death. How do you respond to that as part of your doctrine? So, he said, well, that's a part of our belief system. So, the question is, so you mean they should die? And the guy from Salvation Army says, you have an alignment. We have an alignment to the scriptures, but that's our belief. So they really didn't say that they should die, but they just believe that's what they believe.
Should happen,
so without even saying it, but you know.
Yeah. But you know, because they act that way, that's why I don't put my change in the Salvation Army bucket. I ignore them.
But you know those printed out dollars that it says, I would have given this money to you, but I'm not, because it's green money you print it out, but then you know it's a fake money and then you put it there. So because the people who are working there don't usually know what Salvation Army is about.
Yeah.
So their policies, do not know their policies.
Some of them do, some of them don't. So.
Okay.
Okay. On to the geek.
Yes. Before we go to the geek. Oh yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Geek.
Go.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. About it's geek, the one over here.
Yeah.
Okay. So really quick, it's the geek. And I had to interject this because right now I upgraded my iPhone to iOS 7. And What was your comment? What was the?
I hear it's like being on an Android phone now.
That's right. Actually, it really feels like how Android is with the swipe up, so you could see all the flashlight or Bluetooth, Wi-Fi. You can turn them on and off, and the notification center has been being done by Android before. That was copied by Apple, of course. And then iOS 7 now has the control center. I don't know what you call it, but when you swipe up, you see all these controls, Wi-Fi, airplane mode, stuff like that, volume, brightness. So it's all there. It's just like Android. Also, what they stole from, what iOS 7 did was also stole from WebOS. WebOS is bought by Palm. It's by Palm. WebOS, Palm, was bought by HP. But anyway, WebOS, when you multitask now. Different kind of multitasking. When you multitask, you double tap the home button. Is that what you do? Yeah. And then you will see the list of applications. And you swipe up, it actually closes the application. That's a steal from WebOS. So, yeah, kind of geeking out here. But, yeah, Apple, you're playing catch-up. Although I'm an Apple fan. Not much of a fanboy, but...
But what if Apple had developed it already, but they were just working on it and somebody stole it from them?
You know, that is a possibility. Also, I would say they may have gotten the idea, but usually, in my experience, Apple would do it better. It may have been stolen, but they know how to implement it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty smooth. And if they're gonna copy, they're gonna do it right.
Yeah,
that's in my experience how they do it. It's I would say when it comes to Android phones, it's kind of sluggish. It can do this and that, but sometimes, most of the time, in my experience, like I said, it's kind of sluggish. With the iOS 7, it may be a copy, but it's smooth. Its implementation is better. Oh, so okay. That's the positive side. For Apple.
I haven't updated yet. I haven't had internet since last week.
Oh, okay.
You can connect Miiverse.
Okay, so, Ray, let's go on with your geek.
My geek is, since we were talking about Christmas earlier, mm-hmm. What geek could resist these smart Christmas lights? As fall settles in and the holiday season starts to creep closer, October's creeping in, it'll be time to start thinking about Christmas decoration soon, right? Okay, you probably want to put that off for a while longer, but what geek could resist the holiday smart Christmas lights from Morris Cloud? Taking its cue from the lights Philips Hue light bulb, the 50 bulb string of lights can be set to run a range of display programs in 16 million colors. It's a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
As controlled by you via a mobile, tablet, or web app. So you got an iPhone app for it. Although holiday isn't expected to ship until the start of November, Morris Cloud is taking advance orders at an introductory price of $129. The full retail price will be $200. So, you got like, here we go. Here's the holiday apps. Simple to use, 50 LED globes on a 7-meter string. So 7 meters, that's 22 feet, roughly. String of lights for $100. An individually controlled by Morris Cloud, beautifully designed and easy to use apps. Use a smartphone, tablet, or web browser. It's so much fun. Everyone will want to play with the holiday. Mm-hmm. You got the app has a color wheel, so you can instantly change the color to one under your fingertip. Rainbow sends the colors of the rainbow dancing down the stream. There's an NRL. Choose your favorite team, and the lights display your team colors.
Really?
AFL. Follow a different code, and your team colors are available too. And then you can set the timer to turn them on and off all through your phone and everything. So the holiday comes with dozens of apps to delight and entertain the whole family. More apps coming from Morris Cloud. Holiday will grow more capable and magical the longer you own it.
If you have the money, would you get this?
Yes, if I had the money, I would get enough to put on my house. Because in theory, you could put these up on your house and not take them down. Because you can use them for you can set them for Halloween. You can set them for Thanksgiving.
Really?
You can set them for Christmas. You can set them for New Year's. Because of all the color choices, every month there's something you could change the colors for.
So if you had this, you would not put it down.
Well, I'm sure I would, but I would milk it for as much as I could.
I bet it would. I would start decorating on September.
For July, you can use them for July 4th with the red, white, and the blue.
Yeah, it's an all throughout the
February,
year.
February, you can do Mardi Gras colors.
Well, you just like the colors of it, and you're controlling it with your smartphone or something. So, I guess you can turn it on while you're remote or when you're somewhere else in a different city. I want to turn on the lights. Oh, it's turning on.
That's right.
But then I'm not seeing it.
That's right. not seeing it.
Yeah.
You're doing it with your iPhone out.
Yep. I don't know. I will not get this. It's a waste of money.
For now. I'll wait for a couple years when it comes down and it's a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, and it's not very much in demand. Okay, here is something that affects pretty much many people who use PayPal. So, Ray, I kind of added this to the geek because I think it's, you know, you use PayPal. Yeah. I use PayPal. And I think this is going to be beneficial to us. So, redesigned PayPal app wants you to order ahead and skip lines. So, PayPal has grand plans to replace in your wallet, and it hopes offering more discounts and dining out options. It will help you to do that. PayPal wants you to ditch your wallet in favor of its mobile payment apps, but it knows it can't compete with your credit cards unless it's got something extra, like promises of discounts and food. Yeah, I would probably do it. The company released its redesigned mobile app on Thursday, boasting $100 worth of in-store deals, more food spots offering the order ahead and skip the line feature, and then an experimental function that lets you pay for a restaurant bill without flagging down your server. PayPal has been in the online payment business for more than a decade, but it finds itself in the middle of a crowded mobile payments space. So PayPal, of course, says it doesn't see other companies such as Venmo or media darling Square. I've seen people use Square a lot. They don't see them as competition. So that spot is reserved for credit card companies. So yeah, Square, I've gone to many restaurants before, even mom and pop's restaurant, they use Square. You pay and they get a cut. It's very simple using Square. But with PayPal, I have been using PayPal. You have PayPal too.
I use PayPal, yeah.
So, okay, do you think, is this something you would use? You go to a restaurant, you order whatever, and then the waiter goes away, puts in your order, and you probably swipe your phone, they scan something, and then the bill comes in your phone, and you just say, pay. When you're done eating, you pay, put the tip, and then you pay, then go.
Yeah. Well, there has to be something that you can tie it together. There has to be something to tie it together. You can't just say, oh, I'm at this restaurant, and I'm going to pay this amount.
Well, I'm sure, yeah, like I said, they're going to scan something in your phone.
Yeah.
Or you authorize it that you
or
check
they,
in.
Or what it has on the receipt might have a barcode on the bottom of it.
Yeah. It could probably just scan the barcode and everything, yeah. So this is what you ordered. Well, it's more like you ordered something, they punched it in, they already know what you ordered, and you just see it on your phone that once you check in, and then you just pay whatever amount.
I
would do this. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So especially because it's kind of like a Groupon where you get discounts if you go to the restaurant. So it might be worth it.
And what's good about it, though, also, if whatever the payment is, well, I don't think you pay for extra. I guess they would charge you more. I would imagine they would charge you more because they're, you know, PayPal fees and everything. They want usually the customer to cover it for convenience fee. It is convenient. After I eat, I just go. Mm-hmm. But of course, who's stopping me from not paying at all?
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm sure they're gonna. Yeah. They have you locked in or something like that.
But or maybe it'll be interesting to see how it works out. Yeah. And how many restaurants go for it?
Yeah, I would try this because I have a PayPal account, so I just download the app. I do have the app. Yeah, I do have the app. It just needs updating. Okay. All right, let's go on with the bizarre. Okay, why do you? Okay, I noticed this. We have a theme. People having forks in their dicks, people dicks being chewed, scrotums are 132 pounds, and now
it just happens this way, man. Oh, man cuts off his testicles near wedding chapel. A wedding in England carried on despite a hitch, where a stranger showed up at the church having just hacked off his own testicles with scissors. A local media report.
He must be running in with scissors.
Well, he's running with scissors, yeah. About an hour before the bride and groom were to tie the knot at All Saints Church in Brentwood on Saturday, a man with apparent mental health issues was bleeding heavily near the chapel, the Brentwood Weekly News reports. There was blood all over the floor just outside the church. When I went in, there was like someone had been murdered, an unidentified wedding guest said. The vicar knew of the man and said he could come into the church as they were setting up. He said the man had chopped his testicles off with a pair of scissors and was going berserk, chucking chairs around, he said. The guest said he saw a piece of flesh on the floor. Essex police said the man was taken to hospital, injuries to his testicles, and was given a mental health assessment, the newspaper reports. So you go crazy and you cut your nuts off.
I don't know what
to say. So you make yourself a eunuch.
Yeah. Then his voice would be really high like this.
Right. Then he could go
sing. I have no more balls.
Then he can go sing the soprano in the male section, soprano, like the altar boys.
That's right. He'll have his voice very high all the time.
So there you go. So I just thought, when it popped up, I said, oh, another dick testicles thing. So.
We really have. I think it's been about like 3 or 4 episodes that we've been talking about dicks being.
Dick's mangled. Nuts or something, yeah.
Yeah.
And then last night I watched that movie that had the one where the neighborhood watch and the aliens are invading at Costco.
Oh, is that the wait?
And I can't remember the name of it now. But
it's got Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller
and the guy from IT Crowd. I forgot.
Yeah. So, but I watched Ben's it last gone. Night, and they're in there, and they have to kill the aliens. You have to shoot them in the nuts to kill them. That's where their brains are. And it's all this male chauvinistic guy. It was a total guy movie.
Oh, really?
I mean, it was nothing.
Was it funny enough?
I didn't see the beginning part of it. I came in about 30 minutes in and started watching it. And it was enough to entertain me. I thought it was kind of funny. With some the one-liners.
Okay.
So you got some shout-outs there, Maynard?
All right. First of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to Glenn from Houston. He's a nice guy.
Hi, Glenn.
I saw him at the Eagle last weekend.
Were you in the bathroom when you saw him?
No, I didn't see him in the bathroom.
Okay.
So Andrew, also in Houston, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
Happy birthday, Andrew. And Benny from a Hefty Net. I've been chatting with him on. Hey, Benny.
It's Hefty Net.
Yep. How about you, Ray?
No shout outs this week, Thank you to Depeche Mode for putting out some great music.
Mm-hmm.
So, all that good stuff.
Depeche Mode. I'm a little disappointed they didn't sing the really old ones like Everything Counts, Master and Servant, Blasphemous Rumors, Spread the Disease.
That's what they're doing Saturday night at the Eagle.
Shake the Disease. Spread the Disease.
Shake the Disease. They were doing that Saturday night too at the Eagle.
Oh, they're going to do that? Okay. Okay, I got it. That's Spreading the Disease, not...
But now, but it's great. So it's been an okay week so far.
Yeah. So. Okay. Okay. So I guess that's the show. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call at. What is it, Maynard? Can you say it, Maynard? 206-222-2327. That's 22. Stop it. That's 206-222. BEAR. Give us a call and play us a voice. Leave us a voicemail. And we'll play it on the show.
Yes, that's right. And subscribe via iTunes. Leave us a review on iTunes. And subscribe via Vimeo and YouTube. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And listen to the show on Stitcher Radio. Also on the Roku player. If you have a Roku, just download the Pride Player channel on your Roku, and you'll be able to listen to Bear Podcast. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. So you guys who are going to bear tubing or listening to this, I hope we could, meet up at bear tubing in New Braunfels this coming weekend. So I'm looking forward to that. So that's it. Thank you.
Oh, if you come and tell manager or listener of the show, he'll give you a blowjob.
That's right. I'll give you a blowjob if you're listening to the show. Don't isolate that, okay? Okay, so that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. And woofs and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
your waterproof camera. I'm losing my voice. It's getting all squeaky. You'd think I'd be done with puberty by now.
Cuts off testicles? Cuts off balls.
Yeah, cuts off testicles.
Okay. We have to be clinical, right?
Yeah.
I kind of bit my tongue when I was saying that.